Hi, everybody. I'm BL Allison from Florida, and this is our second webinar in the series for Great Quest students. Leonie will be presenting this one, and it's going to be on the seven ray energies and influences. She's got a long presentation today. It's about 90 minutes long, and she's got a lot of material to get through. So while she does like to take questions from you, if you can, you might want to hold your questions till the end. All right. There were some students who did send in questions beforehand, and thank you very much. We always appreciate that. And Leonie will get to that when she has an opportunity. Sorry about that. Okay. We have you all muted right now, and that's for our self-preservation. There can be all kinds of background noise going on, and so we keep everybody self-muted. But when we do have a question and when we do call on you, we will unmute you. And at that point, as soon as you finish speaking, if you will please put yourself on self-mute. Okay, you do that by touching either the little green microphone over here or the little green microphone over here. Touching it once will mute. Touching it again will unmute you. You, of course, cannot do that when we have self-muted or when we've muted you. You should be able to tell the difference. When we've done it, it should be a red line. Usually, if you self-mute, it'll be a green line. At least it is a green line for us. So we can tell whether we've done it or you've done it. Okay, if you do experience problems with echoes, especially right after you've talked, the first thing you should do is, if you can, mute yourself and see if that helps the problem. If it doesn't, or if you're experiencing them while you've been on mute all along, then please use the chat box to alert the staff that you've got a problem. If you do have questions, of course, you can type them in the chat box, or you can use your hand. See, you should have a little hand like this on the side of your dashboard. This has a green arrow. It means your hand is down and you have the opportunity to raise it. That's why the arrow is pointed up. If you've done that and your hand is there, and it may take us a little while to get to you and call on you, you can tell that your hand is up because this will change to a red arrow and it will point down, meaning that you have the option to put your hand down. Okay? And then you can always send us questions through the chat box. Leonie does have a strict timeline that she's going to try and keep to, but I might be able to help you, or as a minimum I can let you know that we've got the question and that we're going to hold it until she's gotten to the questions. I may be able to answer your question for you so that we can move on. Or, as I said, this is a place where you can let us know if you're experiencing any problems we might be able to help you with. Because usually if you're experiencing it, you're not the only one. Same thing with questions. If you have a question in your mind, many of the other students might too. And that's why we encourage you to have questions. Okay, so I'm going to turn this over to Leonie.
BL, can you just explain to the students of what's happening, that Astrid is going to be actually manipulating the screen?
Sure. Astrid, and we're in the middle of switching over right now. Astrid, you should be able to pick it up. Astrid, one of your fellow students, is helping us with the presentation here. She's actually going to be the one flipping the slides as Leonie talks. Otherwise, we end up getting too much interference with Leonie's presentation. So what we're going to end up having is a slight delay. Astrid, you should have control, but we don't see your screen. There we go. Thank you. So there's going to be a slight delay. You know, Leonie's going to say, next slide, please, and Astrid will flip it for her. But that's the procedure that we use, and it works out better for everybody, we hope. Okay, Leonie, over to you. We can't hear you.
Good morning, everyone from Australia. Is that coming through?
Yes, thank you.
Yes. And it's so nice to be with you, and I see the names up, and for many of you, I've had direct communication with you at some stage of you coming on board with Moro Federation. So it's with a lot of pleasure that we, BL and I, are presenting these webinars for you, and today is the first of the Seven Ray Energies and Influences, Module 1 of 3. And please note that these will be available for viewing for all Moro Federation personnel and also for the public. Next slide, thank you, Astrid. And so I just want you now to start tuning in to the just the universe and start feeling energies. Let's think energies. Astrid, are you hearing me? Can I have the next slide, please? And so start thinking of the different energies that pour into the universe, and we're having a little hitch here. But still, just think about that. Perhaps close your eyes until we get the screen up. And just think about the birth of the universe, the Big Bang experience that scientists talk about, and just think of that bang, that burst of light that the scientists talk about, the esoteric scientists talk about, as being the moment when Para Brahman manifests through the universe. In our language, takes a new incarnation through matter, and we understand that that gives rise to the birth of a universe. And so, and just imagine, if you will, a white triangle, and from that triangle, a red triangle appears, and we've got the screen up now. And so, and that the first, and that is symbolic of the first ray, the first logos, manifesting itself. And then comes the second logos, the second ray starts to manifest. Then the third aspect, the third ray, and these are the three basic fundamental energies of the universe. First ray, will and power. Second ray, love and wisdom. Third ray, intelligent activity. The three major aspects. And from those three major rays, we get four subsidiary rays of attribute, rays 4, 5, 6, and 7. And that is what you can see on the screen at this moment. Just remember, you can answer at this early stage. If you want to answer a ask a question at any time, you can do so. So that is just, this diagram is just symbolic of that very early event happening at the dawn of the birth of a new universe. Next slide. Thanks, Astrid. And so from that, those seven rays flow out through the whole universe and through all the galaxies. And in our solar system, they come through the Great Bear. The seven rays working in our system originate from seven stars in the Great Bear. And from those seven stars, and you can see in the diagram that they're each different colors, each one representing a ray. So those stars in the Great Bear are like Mama Bear, Papa Bear for our solar system. And these rays flow out through the constellations, and you can see that the constellations in the circle flow on through the constellations to the planets, and the planets are the agents of the seven rays. Each planet has a ray, it symbolizes a ray, and it distributes the ray to Earth and to us. And we are connected to those rays flowing in via our etheric body and the seven major chakras in our etheric body, and we may be able to touch that at some later stage. I think in module 5 we do the etheric body, don't we, BL? Well, BL's muted. But we are connected directly to all these rays and energies flowing in by our seven chakras and right back to the source of life itself, the universal spirit, via our chakra system. The reason why some of us perhaps aren't as sensitive as others to the rays flowing in is because we have not developed those chakras and the ability, the inner mechanism that enables us to connect with these wonderful energies. Next slide, thanks, Astrid. And so that's how we connected. It's most wonderful, I find, to have such a simple picture up because it enables us to get that picture in our mind. Now, what I've done in this webinar is to group them. There are three major groupings of the rays. Just as we have spirit, soul, and body or intelligence, so we have three groupings of the rays. And the power rays, the hardline rays that you will see on the left of the slide, are the first ray of willpower and the second ray of ceremony, order, and magic. These lower four rays are triangles, are smaller, depicting them. That's because they're said to be reflections of their mother ray, mother father ray. And so the seventh ray is a reflection and carries the power of the first ray. Likewise, if we move to the second group, we have the soul line, the feeling, emotional, soft rays. I should have put intuitive in there. This is the intuitive, feeling, emotional line of rays, the soft rays that are more akin to soul, whereas spirit rays 1 and 7 carry the fire dynamic energy of spirit. These rays carry the softer, more inclusive energy of the soul or the spiritual soul. And so we have the primary ray of our solar system, the second ray of love, wisdom. And the reason that I say that it is the primary ray of our solar system is because it is said that our solar logos, God for us in our solar system, that is his major ray. And so from the love, wisdom ray, we have reflected the fourth ray of harmony through conflict and the sixth ray of idealism and devotion. So these are the softer, more feeling, intuitive line of rays, and many of us will really identify with these rays because most of humanity have an astral body on the sixth ray and have a mind body. Many of us have mind, our minds on that fourth ray, and many of us have our soul rays on the second love wisdom line. So it's quite wonderful. So a lot of people have in this webinar, and just generally one would think, would have quite an affinity with this line of rays. And then the third grouping is the intelligent thinking rays, also called hardline. And we have there the third ray of intelligent activity and its reflection, the fifth ray of concrete mind and science. So it will help you with your understanding with the rays and trying to grasp, put them in their different categories if you think of them in these three groupings. Okay, next slide, thank you, Astrid. And so this is a really good chart in that it points out the ray chart that, or the rays, personal rays that we have. And firstly, we have a monadic ray, and I've grayed that out because it is our essential ray of life that connects us to deity or God or to the universal life. And so we don't really discover that until a very advanced stage, technically the third initiation of enlightenment. Up until then, we're still trying to understand and get to grips with our more personal rays of physical, emotional, mind ray, and once we start getting to grip with that, we try and discover what our personality ray might be. And for many people, that personality ray might not yet be in existence, because it is only when the mind ray or the mind body is really starting to work and be functional and start to really be able to analyze and think logically, and so that it's when that starts to become powerful, the mind, it goes into war for a period with the emotions, because for a long time there is a battle between the mind and will of a person and what their desire, emotional part of their nature wants to do. And we will all identify with that, because it is a struggle for all of us. And of course, this is a great test for us on the path. What is stronger in our life? Sometimes it's the emotional body and the emotional ray, or it might be the mind ray. And it's only when the mind ray starts becoming stronger and starts cracking the emotions into line, or even if the emotions are playing up, the mind says, no, I have to do this, and it manages to drag the emotions and the physical along with it to do what it wants to do. When that starts to happen, it means that the personality ray is starting to form, because the mind is starting to crack the lower rays into alignment and bring them into some fusion. And from that fusion that occurs, or the amalgamating of these three lower rays, from that arises the personality ray. And when that is apparent in a person, you have a very strong dominant personality, a person who can dominate the environment. Now, it is quite likely that there may be attendees at this webinar who may not yet have a fully developed personality ray, because in my experience it only develops at a very advanced stage, and when it is develop, then you have a very strong personality, but you have to have the intelligence develop first, the mind ray, before, and working and starting to be controlling in the life before that personality ray starts really developing and showing itself. And then at some stage, the soul ray then starts to become influential. For the average person who has not developed the personality ray and is still trying to develop the mind, or maybe most of humanity is still working through the emotional ray, because they haven't got up to these higher levels, and so they're not really cognizant or consciously in touch with their soul ray, and so trying to find the soul ray or the personality ray in somebody who's still functioning down at the level of the emotional body, well, it's just not present, and you just won't be able to find it. So that's the chart. It takes quite a lot of pondering, and in your first lesson in Great Quest 1, in the consciousness levels, try and link those different levels that you are given instruction about with this diagram and what I'm talking about. And if you take that effort and do that, you'll really enrich your understanding of these rays and how they work through our bodies and how they start to show themselves and that. And that's really a very important part when we start of our studies, when we start to work with the rays. Next slide, thanks, Astrid. And so what we ask, well, the question is asked often, well, what use is this to me? And so, and how do we work with the rays? Well, first, once you understand the rays and what they mean and the type of energies they carry, then start to observe the rays in nature, in the world and others. And if you're very interested in this, and you will start to see that different people are really demonstrating different ways. And why this is great, I'll go to point 3 in the slide, The great benefit of analyzing your personal raise is that it trains the mind to detach from its automatic identification with personality habits and expressions, and so that we become an observer. And the more we do this, the more we start disidentifying from the automatic attachment to our emotions, our desires, from our thought life, and we become the observer. And we start to, when we start to get that into that stage, we can start to tell our senses and our lower bodies what to do rather than them dictate to us what they want us to do. So for example, if you see a juicy steak, if you're into that, or an ice cream or chocolate, the desire nature says, I want this, and we follow it and pursue it. Well, that says the desire nature is controlling us at that moment. If we resist it, like me, my one real addiction is a chocolate addiction, and I've really had more of a problem with that than anything. I used to drink and smoke a little bit earlier in my life, but it was really easy to leave that behind, but I still have my chocolate addiction today and always try to work with that. So that's my part of my desire nature that's really testing me. So this is a real great benefit of analyzing the raise. And of course, you're going to be observing, seeing me on this through the webcam as you do this. And so, I'll just let you know what my raise, my hypothetical analysis of myself at this time, what my rays are, so that you can observe me and see if you can see these different rays playing out, because they come out, the different rays come out depending upon what the occasion is and depending upon which body you're really trying to work through. At the moment, I'm really trying to work from my soul body, which is ray 2, my personality ray, which is ray 1, and my mind ray, which is ray 4. So, and you will see a lot of four of me. And watch for this action of head going like this, which is a ray 4 action. Ray 1 action is more direct, going straight forward. And so just watch for those rays as they play out with me. My emotional ray, hypothetically 6, hopefully moving towards a 2, because 6 is more passionate and wild, and it's the major emotional ray in the world. We can see it, and when you study the rays, you will understand why I say it's so easy to see. And my physical ray is ray 7. That's my hypothesis at the moment. And the point 2 is very important too, because in that yellow strip that I have there, you will see that there are specific rays that play primarily through different bodies. Unless you are a disciple, these are the rays that the Tibetan master has said will play through these different levels. So on the physical etheric ray, we have primarily rays 3 or 7. Emotional ray, primarily 2 or 6. Mind ray, primarily 1, 4 or 5. Personality ray can be any of the 7 rays, and so can the soul ray. The big difference between personality and soul ray, my understanding is that they are always on different rays, and this creates the difference in energy and vibration between the soul and personality, because once we graduate past the level where the mind is trying to dominate the emotional body, it goes up to the higher level, and then we have the soul ray and our soul itself trying to control the personality, the lower self. And so this is an important summary of the task, why we study the rays, and also which rays to look for at each, which level of our nature, the bodies, which of the 5 bodies that we're working with at this level. And I say body because even on the subtle level of the soul, it still has a body. Yes, that body on that stage of the soul at that higher level, it's very, very subtle, but still a body, and the rays play through that. Thank you, Astrid. We'll move to the... So Now we've given you an introduction, we're going to now study the soft line rays of 2, 4 and 6, and I can see I'm on schedule, so that's really, really good. So the first one, as I'll just recap, the major ray is the second ray of love and wisdom, and the sub-rays 4 and 6, they are reflections of that mother-father second ray. Next slide, thank you, Astrid. And you can see the 2 is an indigo blue, or as close as I can get it, and so that is why I have highlighted that color. And this is a soft line ray, the second ray of love and wisdom, and it's called the energy of attraction. So this is the energy that magnetizes and pulls in. Next slide, thanks, Astrid. And so when we have this second ray flowing through us, we become very, very magnetic. And here we have on the screen now just some symbols. And this is the way I'm going to do it. I have 2 slides for every ray. The first slide you will see symbols. And the second slide you will see different people, famous people that I've pulled out who are really, who really do demonstrate each ray. If you examine the screen, you will see that on the left I have 2A love, and on the right I have 2B wisdom. This is the ray of love wisdom, so there are 2 streams within it, and so you get 2 quite distinct types who are working with the second ray. Those who come more from the heart and who are really starting to demonstrate the love side of the ray, and those who use this mind more, this ray more through the mind, and this is the wisdom side. On the love side, heart emphasis, and they are particularly drawn to healing. And they have a heart yearning when it's working at the soul level to save and redeem, as distinct from the wisdom side of the ray. They are drawn more to teaching or to trying to understand complex truths, and they have a love of pure truth, whereas the love side have a love of healing and trying to lift and save people. And so we have some beautiful symbols on the page. We look at the left-hand side and the love side. We have the Madonna and the child, very typical. We have roses, beautiful symbols of the second ray love side. The heart, of course, symbol itself in the color pink. We also have a chalice, which is the cup. It's symbolic of the cup, trying to have the heart, the open heart, which opens itself up for the energy to pour in and pour out into the world. And you will all know that we're still in the cycle of Aquarius, and the chalice is really quite related to Aquarius, the water bearer, that sign is. And so the water bearer is pouring its energy out, and the second ray flows through Aquarius, through Jupiter, one of the higher rulers, and pours out to us. And those of us who have are opening up our heart chakras, well, then our chalice is starting to open up, and we are recipients not only of the second ray, but of energies that come from Aquarius, higher energies. And so that chalice is a very important symbol of the second ray, and especially the love side. And then I also have the lotus up there up the top, and the lovers as well. They're very symbolic, of course, of the love side. On the wisdom side, we have the owl, the book of knowledge, and the wise man, very symbolic of the wisdom side. And so most of us will have the second ray in us somewhere, and many of us will have it as our soul ray. And one of the things that you will be having to ask yourself as you start to identify the second ray within yourself is, which line am I on? Am I on the love line, or am I on the wisdom line? Am I more on the line of the Christ, the healing line, or more on the line of the Buddha, the wisdom line. So we have these two. Yes?
Excuse me? You have a question from Brenda. She wants to know, is it possible to have both A and B equally?
Well, that's a very testing question, Brenda. Thank you. My sense is, because, and also the Tibetan makes quite a distinction in them, that we favour one or the other. However, I would think that once we start really getting in and really start working from our soul, those differences would just merge out. And so I would say that at the more advanced level, that is quite likely, Brenda, quite likely to happen. So it's, that is my immediate sense of that. It's not something I've thought about actually, so it's a very, very good question. At the bottom of the screen, we have the dove, which is a symbol, and I think that's probably a good symbol for both streams of this healing ray. The next slide, thank you. So there are the symbols, and of course you will have these webinars and you can go back to that now, because they also send out the slides if you want to have a look at them later. Now, what I've assembled on the page are some people who seem to really be strongly demonstrative of these different rays, and the distinct thing about Ray 2 people I have noticed, and feel quite envious of them since I am coming from the hardline first ray, is that they are so magnetic and so charming, and people just naturally like them. If you're like me and you have a very strong Ray 1 in you somewhere, well, that sort of, people find that repulsive, that hard energy repulsive sometime. And so, but Ray 2 people just make friends easily. You think at school at those popular girls, those popular guys, especially the girls, they were always the ones that just seemed to radiate an energy, and that's Ray 2. So if you just look at those faces there, and just that Ray 2 energy that just permeates from them all, just wonderful. Bill Clinton's a wonderful example of Ray 2. He just radiates it out. I think myself, he's a first Ray soul with a second Ray personality. It certainly helped him get through the very difficult stage of the Monica Lewinsky trials and that. He's so magnetic, and the public just sort of gravitated to him and forgave him easily, which is, hey, if you're Ray 2, that's one of the great gifts you are given, but of course it can be also a great challenge as we try and move past our those lower parts of ourselves. The Dalai Lama, I put him on the love, that side there, but I'm possibly may have put him on the wrong side. I'm just not sure he's on there, but I put him over on the love side. He could belong on the other side. And I have Princess Di there, Marilyn Monroe, very magnetic. Britney Spears really just radiates that. Probably Ray 2 personalities or emotional bodies. And I have Dr. Catherine Hamlin down at the bottom. Australians will know her as being a doctor that working in Ethiopia, I think it is, the country there, and working there, wonderful Ray 2 doctor. On the right-hand side, we have Jung, Carl Jung, very much the wisdom line, Albert Schweitzer, and David Suzuki, the philosopher, very Ray 2 people. And if you want to, I know when in your literature in the course you have some video links, but if you want to research yourself, please do so by going and clicking and finding YouTube videos of these different people I put up, and you will see for yourself the energies that come through. Just remember, of course, that there are other rays that people have, but I picked these because I thought that they were quite distinctive of that particular ray. So that's the second ray we've looked at. The love wisdom ray, these people are very magnetic, they're very inclusive, which is the nature of the second ray. They can be drawn to love. They can be drawn to the wisdom side. They can be drawn to the healing line, or the really the educative side and the technical side. There may be a crossover of both as well.
Leonie, we've got another question.
Yes.
Can the soul and personality, this is from Heather, sorry, can soul and personality be on the same ray? For instance, soul on the love side and personality on the wisdom.
The question really is, can you have a ray 2 soul and a ray 2 personality? If that's not correct, then correct me. No, that my understanding and from my research is that doesn't happen. Now, the only definite and correct examples that we have of the rays is given to us by the Tibetan master, and he named the rays that some of his disciples had, and there were like 30, 40 odd, I think there was. Not once was there ever did any of the disciples have their soul ray and their personality ray on the same ray. And so based on that and based on other things that he has said, I'm following the line. I can be corrected at some stage, but up until now my research has shown me that those two rays, personality and soul, will be on different rays. They can be two or six, six or two, or one and three, one and seven on the same power, love, intelligence ray, but definitely amongst the seven rays they are different. And I hope that answers your question. All right, so that's the second ray, and I'm on track for that. So if we now are thinking we're going to move to one of the sub-rays now, and just remember as we move on that these next two rays a carry an aspect of the second ray in them. If we could move through the fourth ray now, thank you. And so the color of the fourth ray is yellow. Many people in humanity have their mental bodies on this fourth ray. It is called the ray of harmony through conflict. It is a very feeling, intuitive ray, and the energy of it goes from side to side, whereas the second ray is inclusive and could perhaps the symbol of the sun and of a circle is a wonderful symbol. The symbol for the fourth ray is really something like a domino that goes backwards and forwards. The second ray, harmony through conflict. Next ray, thank you. And so the great test of this ray is to try and bring harmony out of conflict. And by the way, this is the major ray that rules humanity as a whole. So we will all be very, very familiar with this ray, and we will, of course, see so much of this ray playing out on Earth. So you can see in the background, I've got this beautiful scenery. Absolutely beautiful scenery of nature, and there we have in nature the beauty of nature, ray 4 playing that out. But also, of course, in nature we have the great conflict, which I haven't shown on here, but the conflict between the species, the great battle that takes place in the, for example, in the animal kingdom, how animals prey on each other and fight on each other. In the insect kingdom, there's great warfare and conflict taking place. And it just seems to be through the evolution of the species that we evolve through so much through conflict and through warfare at some level or another. And so I've got here, the writing I've got here, ray 4, feeling, energy of harmony through conflict, emotional, intuitive mind, warriorship, grows through, ray 4 people grow through constant agonizing, crises, struggle, bridging, reconciling tendencies, love of beauty, drama, art, entertaining, creativity. All these are adjectives and words for the fourth ray. In the pictures, I have the yin-yang symbol, the happy mask and the sad mask and the bridge, which is really a very good symbol for the fourth ray because it is the bridging ray. It is a ray that bridges us with the three higher rays of aspect and the three lower rays of attribute. So this is a ray of attribute. We have there the ray conflict shown there, and of course that is so demonstrative of humanity. It's so much of its history as we always seem to have wars breaking out, conflict breaking out, right from the personal level within ourselves, in our relationships, with our neighbours, with those who are a different culture, a different religion, and right playing up into the collectives in races and that. And so Ray 4, we can see it so strongly playing within us on an individual and collective level. And this is why the fourth ray, we really need to understand it and its harmonizing side. And so humanity as a whole is being instructed to find that point of peace and harmony with them through conflict. So there will be many listening who really can so identify with this conflict. Don't our lives seem to be littered with those episodes and events in our lives when we seem to be in conflict? Then we find a point of peace or harmony temporarily. Once we find that peace, we go into another event where there is another conflict and we have to resolve that, and we find a point of peace and harmony. And as we go on with all these tests and experiments that we're taken through in our life, so it is that we are growing in our understanding, we are integrating our consciousness, we are becoming more adept at being able to navigate our way through those conflicting situations so that we can move through it more skillfully and in a more mediatory role rather than an agitating, conflicting role. One of the things I know with myself, having the warlike fourth ray mind, first ray aggressive personality, and the sixth ray fiery emotional, it always seemed to be triggering something in other people, conflict. And so very definitely in my life, I've been in the wars of fire and conflict. And now that I'm getting towards the end of this life and that third, last third of life, one of the wonderful things about it is you've been doing in the inner work is that you really are starting to find a point of harmony and peace. And it's really nice to be able to be at this point in my life and look back and see how it was seemed to be so hard back then to harmonize situations, and now it's so much easier. And so it's a test for all of us and for every other human being, because it doesn't matter what ray we're on, we are a unit in the organism called humanity, and so we all at one level or another are influenced by this ray. The next slide, thanks Astrid. And so we come and have a look at some of the famous personalities. It is a ray of artists. Artists can be on any ray, but it is a ray of entertainment and that, so you do get a plethora of artists on this ray, and I've given some of the famous ones there, Da Vinci and Michelangelo, great probably fourth ray souls. Andrew Lloyd Webber, great, watch his webinars when he talks on, I think he's a fourth ray personality, he just radiates the fourth ray. Michael Robbins, if you've watched him on his videos, he has a fourth ray personality as well, a very mobile face, they often have a very mobile face. Billy Connolly, the wonderful comedian, if you've watched him, very, very mobile faces and very demonstrative, and that is the fourth ray in action, very, very colourful. Many of you may have seen Sally Field when she accepted her nomination for winning the Oscar, and I know you like me, I've watched that every now and then too, it's just such a this fourth ray joy just bursting forth, so fourth ray. And we have Frida Kahlo, the great artist down below, Judy Holliday singing out the blues, and Judy Garland, really such a great demonstration for observers of the fourth ray to see that agonizing side of it, because that is so typical of the fourth ray. You reach the heights and you drop to the depths. So anyone who's a very powerful fourth ray in them and has not yet found that balance often find themselves struggling very much between those heights and depths that the fourth ray puts us in touch with, and very often, you know, have great trouble getting out of the depths of it. And we have many examples in the world today of people who are becoming depressed, suicidal, and that. And often I think that this fourth ray is very strong in their psychology somewhere. And so we have a list of traits there with it. So this is the fourth ray. Very emotional people, sensitive people, very intuitive. Fourth ray minds are very intuitive. The other mind ray, fifth ray mind, they're much more technical, intellectual, logical. Fourth ray minds, difficulty sometimes formulating clear thought forms, because this is a picture making mind and it tends to look at images and then try and understand it. The right brain is stronger than the left brain, and so the right brain comes to the fore and then the left brain follows. What do I make of this? And so the right brain is a different way. The fifth ray mind more has left brain, so the logical side comes up more prominently. And all you fourth ray people, mind people out there, the more right brain, colorful, intuitive side would be stronger. All right, so that is the fourth ray. If we could move to the next slide, then, please. So we're moving now from the fourth ray to the true opposite ray of the second ray. This is sometimes called the lower love ray. It is human love, the sixth ray, as distinct from a higher, more inclusive spiritual love of the second ray. It doesn't mean to say that if you have the second ray in you strongly, you're loving like a soul. It doesn't mean that at all. But truly, when we're making a distinction between these two rays, this is sometimes, the sixth ray is sometimes called the ray of human love, more conditional than the more inclusive second ray. So we have the sixth ray of devotion and idealism. Start to think of the fire of devotion and idealism. A lot of us will have this ray in them. Next ray, thank you. And let's look at some of the symbols of this ray, and we will see that there in the middle is wonderful. It's a sixth ray person, I think myself, just opening up his heart to the universe in devotion to God, to the universe. And so some of the qualities, intense emotions, feelings, self-sacrificial ardor, the great martyrs of the biblical area, of all the religious denominations have the sixth ray in them somewhere. Loyal, faithful, pure, good, self-sacrificing, earnest, sincere. I've got the higher qualities there. If at the bottom you have a look, I've got the Ku Klux Klan down there, because the opposite side of that, of the sixth ray, are those mobs and groups that are driven by their emotions and by their devotion, by the ideal of whatever it is. And in the case of the Ku Klux Klan, they have very narrow ideals, very narrow vision of what's right and what's wrong. And the sixth ray, one of the things are saying for people on it, it's either my way or the highway. That can be a first ray thing as well, but in sixth ray it's either my God or no God. Sixth ray people go out into the world and they try and convert everybody, and I'm not talking about the more advanced there, I'm talking more about how it plays out through the personality level. And so you've got these six-ray devotees who go out, and rightfully, because this is the way they serve, and try and put people in touch with their six-ray. I remember I used to do this when I first found, and we probably all have done this, six-ray astral body. And I remember when I first found the esoteric teachings, I joined the Theosophical Society first, and then found the Bailey books and that. And I was absolutely, what was so wondrous to find all this information and this knowledge and these teachings that had so represented what was in my heart and my mind, because Orthodox religion, I came from a fundamentalist church, did not have these wondrous teachings. And so I used to go and buy all these books, expensive books, and give them to my family. And I stopped doing that when I found these expensive books just being dumped and used as doorstops and just being thrown unopened in different places. And I learned a real lesson of that. And so I think we probably, if there are any like me, you've probably all been through that. But that is what the six-ray is like. I have found this truth, my God, and I want to share it with anyone. Why would you not want to share it with me? It's so beautiful and so wondrous, and I want to share it with you. The lower side of that, of course, is if you don't, can't relate to what I am feeling so wondrous about, I have no connection with you. I cannot identify with you. And on the lower level of the sixth ray, then you get these groups like Ku Klux Klan, and I saw coming out these narrow fundamentalist religions coming out with their sword, and they go to out on the rampage to try and destroy the unbelievers. The interesting thing about religion in the Piscean Age, it is ruled by Neptune and Mars, which are the two planets that carry the sixth ray. And so very often, under the banner of we love God and follow God, that's accompanied with the sword of Mars. And so we have the Crusades and all these other crusading religious groups who are really going out to destroy anyone who doesn't, that will not accept their very narrow version of their idealistic way of being. And so this is the sixth ray, and it's a wonderful ray if it's under control, because it really generates energy. It is the energy of desire. And so, and of course, energy cannot be destroyed, only transmuted. And so what we have to do with our desire nature with the sixth ray is to transmute it and redirect it. And this is a sixth ray. We have a wonderful symbol on the left of the, just slips my mind, of course, we know it all well, in the American symbol. And we have bravery in the firefighter there, devotee, the dog, which is a six-ray symbol. And I've got idealism over here, following the yellow brick road in the Wizard of Oz, and the Crusaders and the Bleeding Heart. Next slide. Thanks, Astra. And so we go to look at some of the personalities. Now just try and feel the energy that comes out in there. And Billy Graham's, that photograph is just wonderful. You can just feel that sixth ray coming out and his fervor. He's just a beautiful man to watch when he was preaching. I find him personally quite beautiful when he's out there and preaching. And the same as Martin Luther King. And you look at his eyes, and he's not speaking there, but you can see the sixth ray energy coming through his eyes. Jesus, of course, the Tibetan said, was very militant. And sixth ray, and of course the military side of the sixth ray is very strong. And that's why I chose that particular portrait of Jesus, because I thought amongst the many that there are, he has more of that sixth ray fervor, militant look about him. Joel Osteen, which is the fundamentalist teacher, who's of all of that I've seen, who's becoming quite inclusive. The great test for the sixth ray devotee is to become more inclusive. They're so one-eyed, they run down a tunnel as with one pointed view, some of the describing traits for the sixth ray, I find Joel Osteen, I think, is quite very inclusive in his thoughts, and I thought that he was a whole step above and a very good example of a minister who's very popular but has more inclusive beliefs than perhaps of Jerry Falwell, which I have at the bottom. Oh, no, Jimmy Swaggart, I think that is, but also the others like Jerry Falwell and some of the other fundamentalist religious teachers that are more narrow. And I include in that the Muslims and all faiths and different faiths that are more one-eyed. And, of course, we have Jane Fonda, very six-ray. When you watch her, a video of her, and she's starting to talk about her ideals, you start seeing this six-ray electricity coming through her. They don't mess around. It's not, they're not soft like the second ray. They don't oscillate and try and meet you part way like the fourth ray do. The sixth ray are totally intense and focus on their truth, unless they're becoming more inclusive, like the more advanced ones. Ian Paisley was quite instrumental and really a leader in the wars in Ireland and for so long, of course. Now, he was a very interesting person because he was quite divisive early in his journey, but towards the end and just before he died was really involved in reconciliation between North and South Ireland. So a very interesting character, and I think someone who really started to work through the lower aspects of the sixth ray and was really starting to touch on the second ray inclusive side that comes through the sixth ray towards the end of his life. So found him very, very interesting. And so that is the, those are the sixth ray people and the slides. And I find I've been very good because I've actually, we've come to the end of this I've really come to the end of my notes that I see have here, and so I'd just like now to open us up all to some questions. And I think perhaps first I might ask is who can identify with one or other of these rays. Which ray do you identify, and in what way? And it would be really nice if we could have some students who would come out and perhaps speak out. If you put your hand up, then you will be connected, and if you unmuted, and you'll be able to talk, and that would be something that would be very nice. So is there anyone who would like to do that? And perhaps, Biela, to start with, would you like to come out and share a little bit about 246, any of those that you identify with and would like to talk about, just to get the ball rolling?
Okay. I hypothesize that my soul ray is ray 2 and that my personality ray is ray 6. I thought it was a ray 5 for a while, but everybody convinced me that I'm very ray 6 in the way that I do things. I'm like that puppy dog. I'm loyal. I'm faithful. I guess I can be militant. There have been times when I've gotten very militant, and it was usually because of a cause. It was because I worked in personnel, and someone's pay was being messed up because someone made a mistake, and you know, to me that's unforgivable. Things like that. I'm passionate in the work that I do, and you see that in the enthusiasm that I have with my webinars. It is tempered somewhat by the soul ray, so I can be very quiet and nice in some respects. I think I'm very, very inclusive, so I think that part of the soul ray is mitigating some of the more negative things of a ray 6 personality. But I guess, you know, I have a lot of that ray 6 fanaticism in me.
Thank you for that, BL. And we have no, and perhaps at this stage, I might, I'm going to really ask someone, some of you to put your hands up, but in the meantime, I'll answer Andrea's question. Andrea sent me a really interesting question, and I'll address those now. So, and there were three parts in it. Do the rays interact simultaneously and at equal strengths, or is there usually one particular ray from a particular body with a greater predominance? If so, why? And so they do interact simultaneously depending upon which bodies are developed. Now, each of our bodies, physical, emotional, mental, I'll just stay with those three at the moment, we're all in different stages of bringing them to development. And the interesting thing is most of humanity have only developed their physical and the emotional ray. The Tibetans said that most people are still focused in their emotional body. And so in most people, the emotional ray will be the strongest. And we see that demonstrating out on the planet. People are just so emotional. And then as we start to develop the mind, and the Tibetans said the mind is rapidly coming into prominence, then we start to see the mind ray show out. So in people who are just really working at the emotional and physical level, you will just see two rays playing out. One ray playing out when they go around and do their daily things, and perhaps in the way their body looks. And their sixth ray, the emotional ray, primarily six, as they express themselves emotionally. As the mind starts to become stronger, then you get the third ray coming in. And just think of it like music. Instead of two notes, now we've got three notes playing out. Instead of two colors, there are now three colors. And so we start seeing these different rays come out. Now, until the personality is developed, you're not going to see that. It's just not in existence. And until the inner mechanism has been started to be built so that the soul can be contacted, you won't see a soul ray. But once the mind ray starts to come into power, that's on the mental plane. Mind body, mind unit is on the mental plane. Well, so is the soul body up the higher mental plane. And so once the mind starts to become a prominent, then you start perhaps to start to see the soul ray as people start aspiring for something higher and finer. And so from the three notes, from the Aryan type personality, mind, emotion, physical, you'll start seeing a fourth note playing out, a fourth color, the personality. And as the personality gets stronger, the lower three notes start to die down because of the dominant note of the personality. And so what you see in people, for example, dictators like Hitler or Mussolini, or Stalin, you see a one note primarily the first ray, because dictators are often on that ray, have that stronger, and that becomes the dominant note. And so the others, they might be have fourth ray mind and have a sense of humor sometimes and that, but those other notes are not so noticeable as the primary personality note. And then as the soul ray starts coming through, then you see this higher fifth note or fifth color coming through, and this starts playing through, and eventually these two primary notes or colors, the soul ray and the personality ray, they start to fight out, and very often that's what you see in the world. Like, for example, Bill Clinton primarily is demonstrating, in my opinion, Ray 1 and Ray 3. So you have his Ray 1 soul, he was a politician, and his Ray 2 personality. It's got these other rays in them, but you don't see them so obviously as we do those two rays. And then the next part of the question, when the soul takes control of its vehicles, therefore the ray energy which qualifies it, what happens to the other ray energies present? I think I've answered that. They are sort of absorbed. They're still there. Those lower bodies are functioning, But depending upon the note, the ray which is being dominant, they will be muted. Like, for example, in myself, I try very much to stay in my 2, 1, and 4th ray mind. And so when I'm really concentrating on something, you will see more of the first ray in me. But when I'm being relaxing and humorous, you see more of my 4th ray in me. But when I'm trying to be defensive or hold my ground, you will see a 1st ray in me. If I'm really teaching in teaching mode and calling on my soul ray, you will see the more inclusive 2nd ray. So in many people, you see these different colors playing through depending upon which ray a person, which body a person is working through. The third part of the question, how is it that the soul manifests its quality through the personality, which in turn has integrated 3 vehicles, assuming that the 2 are on different rays? Is it a matter of which ray predominates? And I think that I have answered that. And yes, eventually the personality ray dominates all the lower rays and the soul ray dominates the personality ray at a very advanced stage of the path. So that's all the questions that are.
We lost you. What happened?
I'm sorry. So if and just a moment, please. I just.
Okay, we got a question. Sorry.
Yes, I'm sorry. My husband was just asking me if I want a cup of tea.
Oh.
Yes, what is the question?
We have a question from Merritt. Does the personality ray develop to any ray, or is it preset for each of us from the beginning just to be let through or found?
I will answer it from a slightly different angle, and you tell me, Merritt, if I've answered your questions. My understanding is that the soul ray stays with us for aeons, for a very, very lifetime, many, many, many lifetimes, but our personality ray can change from life to life. So at each new incarnation, the soul will choose a new astrology sun sign to be born in, and the personality ray is associated with the sun sign, and so we change it from life to life. But however, in one life, we stay with that same personality ray. It's really interesting from an astrological point of view. Sometimes people aren't really demonstrating their sun sign qualities, but more of their moon sign. They haven't developed their personality yet, and this is why they haven't developed their personality ray. And so I think I've answered your question. We have one personality ray per life. Soul might choose to have the same personality with different lives. I don't know that is possible, but it certainly potentially can change from life to life. However, in one life, we stay with the same personality ray. And I hope I've answered your question. All right then. So, Beryl, do we have any further questions?
No, I don't see any.
All right, so we've had...
Here we go.
Question, yeah.
Yeah, several of them.
Okay.
From Andrea, can the personality be reflecting the rising sign?
Yes, it does. Well, of course, the ascendant sign colors our physical body. And it represents how people see us. This is just traditional astrology. Give me that question again, Bill. I'm not seeing the question here, so.
Okay, can the personality be reflecting the rising sign? How about if I unmute Andrea and let her?
Yeah, I'd rather hear them speak, actually.
Okay, go ahead, Andrea.
Okay, my question is, if the personality ray be reflected through the rising sign?
Yes, thank you. Not traditionally, the personality ray is more reflective through the sun sign. However, as the great challenge for those who are advanced along the path is to bring their sun sign or personality ray into harmony with their ascendant sign or their soul ray. And so as people become more advanced, you will start to see a harmony between those two levels, between those two rays. But just traditionally, and to start off with, the ascendant sign is very distinct from the personality sun sign, unless of course the sun and ascendant happen to be in the same sign. And then of course you will see the same sort of energy and rays flowing through both. However, remember what I said before, that the personality ray and the soul ray are different, so there will be quite a distinction. Even if you've got the same rising sign and sun sign, you will still see distinct differences depending upon what the soul ray is and what the personality ray is.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Andrea, for asking that question. And is there anybody else?
Yes, I'm going to unmute her. Heather has a question here. Does the soul ray remain the same throughout incarnations? Is that about your question, Heather?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Heather, and it's nice to speak to you. I think I said it before, they said aeons. Now, I'll just give you an overview of how it happens, because my understanding is that when we're just young in the human, as a human soul, because you understand on the path of evolution, we evolve from being quite ignorant in terms of our development to very advanced enlightened beings. And so there's a whole journey, and via all our incarnations, we gradually move up the ladder, if you can put it that way, in consciousness, gradually expand it. And so when we're young souls, I'll use that term, my understanding is that our soul ray will be on one of the minor rays, 4, 5, 6, or 7. And so we really learn, and those help us to really develop our different lower faculties, our senses and everything. But as we step onto the path, there are changes that happen. And so if your soul ray as a young soul has been on 4 or 6, then as you start to evolve and travel along the path, you start to move on to the second ray, and your soul does migrate onto the second ray, which is the mother-father ray of that line. If your soul ray as a young soul is on lines 3 or 5, then if you're on 5, you start to move towards the 3. Your soul will migrate off the 5th ray onto the 3rd ray. And eventually, my understanding is, at a very later stage, you can move from the 3rd ray to the 1st ray as a soul. And likewise, if you are a 7th ray soul, that as you get to the path, your soul will migrate from the sub-ray, the minor ray of the 7th ray in this case, onto the mother-father ray of the 1st ray. And so, but that doesn't happen until, well, I don't know, there's always a discussion, how many incarnations do we need to take to move from ignorance to enlightenment? Michael Robbins seems to think there are thousands of incarnations, and that, so I don't know, but and so if that is true, for many of those thousands, we're on a soul ray will be on 4, 5, 6, or 7, but by the time we get to the stage we are all at and inquiring and aspiring for something higher, finer, we, if we haven't already moved to one of the major rays, 1, 2, or 3, we will be in the process of doing so. Does that answer your question, Heather?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Thank you.
Good. All right. Any other questions?
I don't see any hands, and I don't see any further questions in the question or chat box, so...
All right, well, we'll bring it to a conclusion then. Just would invite everyone who has been attending, I just really enjoy it when I get questions, live questions, so In the next webinars we have, if you could just put your hand up at any stage, I really invite and enjoy the interaction with students and that. So I would invite you all to do that and think of doing that in future webinars. But for now, I want to give thanks for all of you for attending this, and also a great thanks for those staff admin who have assisted me to put this on. So really enjoy yourself, your Sunday if you're on our side of the world, or your Saturday if you're on the other side of the world, and saying goodbye for now.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.